Back at Dassel Baseball Park, Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Bottom of the fourth inning. And for the Regal Eagles, it'll be Blake Karsh, Nathan Beyer, and Josh Beyer facing left-hander Alex Johnson. Now, be interesting to see. Alex Johnson's got a 1-0 lead, Don. We talked about that first run being a big run.
Absolutely. We're going to get a base hit to lead off the inning for the Regal Eagles here with Blake.
Blake Karsh loops one down the left field line just over the third baseman and shortstop. And he is 2-for-2 in our ball game.
So, start for Regal here in the bottom of the fourth.
They have had their base runners.
Yes, they have. They left four on base already in this game. And
Mason Beyer puts down a great bunt. Alex Johnson, the pitcher, fields, throws to first. In time to get Nathan Beyer, and he's now had two sacrifices today, two sacrifice bunts.
Not hurting his batting average today yet, is he?
No. That'll move Blake Karsh to a second and bring Josh Beyer to the plate. Same scenario the last time these gentlemen were on second and at the plate.
Nathan's a good bunter, isn't he?
He's a great bunter, yep. Josh Beyer, right-hander, takes high for a ball from Johnson, and 0-1. Or actually, 1-0, excuse me. One ball, no strikes. Four hits for each team so far. Johnson pitched. Beyer will sky this one to center field. Not a problem for Alec Pauly. He'll make the catch for out number two.
He sacked off and he went back out on the grass here to get the cutoff. He spun out.
He did. Okay.
He got back up and tried to get the cutoff over from center fielder to third. Grass is wet.
I'll bring Derek Dangerud to the plate. Derek doing the catching today for Regal, as he had done throughout the regional tournament. Swings and misses strike one. 0-1 the count to Derek. Popped up to the third baseman in his last at bat. Regal looking for the equalizer here in the fourth. 1-0 Shakopee. Pitch. Dangerud takes a little bit high for a ball. And now 1-1. Ball and a strike.
So coming out of Region 15 here, each team can draft two more pitchers to bring with them into state competition. So, Regal, they picked up Brian Kingery from Atwater and also Justin Schrader from Atwater, along with Jonah Johnson that they had drafted for Region 15C. He was from Norway Lake Sunberg.
Two balls, one strike, two outs. Alex Johnson ready, and a swing and a miss by Danger at strike two.
Good cut at that one, Derek had.
Two-two. Blake Karsh taking his lead out at second. Johnson just a quick glance back and delivers, and Dangerud will follow it to backstop here, and the count stays 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Alex Johnson ready again. The pitch to Dangerud. Boy, he follows that one right off the catcher's helmet.
Could hear that up here, couldn't
you? You could. 2-2.
We're talking about runners left on base in the region where we covered the Region 15C. There was 252 runners left on base, Randy.
Wow. As Dangerud swings and misses, he's out on strikes. That'll do it. They're going to call him back. They're saying a foul tip. Foul tip, and now the catcher, Tice, is going, what do you mean? I caught it. No, the umpire says it hit the ground. So Dangerud has new life.
Wow. I didn't see that, did you?
I did not see it hit the ground either. the catcher, Tice, came up with the ball. So Derek Dangerud at the plate yet with a count up, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Karsh at second. The pitch, curveball. Oh,
beauty.
Dangerud gets caught looking. That'll do it for Regal here in the fourth. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. We played four innings. Shakopee 1, Regal nothing. More baseball to come in a minute here on KASM Albany. All right, welcome back. Dassel, Minnesota, co-host to this year's state tournament with Hutchinson. And they do have some games being played in Litchfield, and they'll probably end up utilizing that Litchfield park a lot more, although they do have Class B games scheduled there today and tomorrow.
I agree with you there on Randy, because they had said that Hutchinson's park is down by the river closer, and it's a little bit lower. I think that's kind of built a little bit on...
they have a berm.
Berm, yep, okay. So it's down in a little bit of a hole.
Top of the fifth inning, we go 1-0 Shakopee. They're number eight, nine, and one hitters. Ryan Rentz is at the plate. Ryan 0 for 1 today. At the plate, the count 0-2 to Rentz. Chris Byers still on the mound for Regal. Down the distance, giving up the four hits, and his pitch just missing outside in the count 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Rentz will fall to packing out of play. The count stays 1-2.
Not real ideal conditions for baseball today, but I think they're going to be happy if they get these games in all day.
Pitch a little bit low, the count, two balls, two strikes. 2-2 the count. Here's a shot to short. Fire up with it. Over to Fire at first. 6-3 in the putout. Nice play by Jordan Byers.
Watch Jordan Byers. He goes up the middle and he kind of slides on his knees to keep that ball in front of it from going into the outfield. And he's quick. He gets up and throws a strike to first base.
And that'll bring catcher Matt Tice to the plate, or actually Tanner Graff, the third baseman, to the plate. Tanner, 1-for-1 today. Shot down the third baseline and foul, and 0-2 to Tanner Graff. Well, it's two strikes. Chris Byers, curveball, and Graff will pop this one up down the right field line, and that's going to go out of play. Count stays 0-2 to Graff.
It looks like Kingery's warming up for Regal down here in the bullpen. Little activity. Probably just getting a little throwing in there to stay loose.
0-2 the count to Graff. Pitch high for a ball and 1-2. Got this note from Kurt Hamish. Kurt tells me that now officially all games have been moved to Broughton for the weekend. There's a shot past the state board. A loft, if you want to call it a loft, down the first base or third base line.
They got a balcony out of their little building down there.
Yeah.
Kind of nice, really. Could sit out there, but not raining.
Swinging them in. Graff is out on strikes as Chris Byers gets his fourth strikeout.
Hey, Chris Byers is doing a great job out there in the mound, along with Alex Johnson. Two good pitchers going at it today. Both only giving up four hits.
Two outs, nobody on top of the order. Alec Pauly to the plate. He's 0-for-2 today. Pauly line drive to Jordan Byers at short. He'll grab it for the out, and that'll do it for Shakopee in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played 4.5. Shakopee 1, Regal nothing. More baseball to come in a minute here on KASM Albany. Bottom of the fifth inning, 1-0. Shakopee with the lead over Regal. We're playing through a light rain and drizzle have been for the last inning and a half. And for Regal here in the bottom half of the fifth, it's Austin Campson, Shane Rademacher, and Jordan Beyer. 1-0, Shakopee with the lead. They picked up that run in the fourth inning off of Chris Beyer. Picked up that run with two outs,
yes, it was.
And that was a walk that ended up scoring. Pitch inside to Campson, and the count 1-1. Nice to see good pitching here today, good control.
Well,
Campson,
wow.
Check swing, ruled a strike, and 1-2. One-two to count. Johnson ready, Campson, ground ball to short, up with it cleanly as Hoffman over to first, 6-3 in the put out of Campson, he's now 1-2 today.
Yeah, we've seen some walks in Region 15 seed tournament this year. It was combined with the first and second week, 111 walks in that tournament, so 191 strikeouts, 44 hit by pitch. That's a lot of bruises.
It is. Here's Shane Rademacher at the plate. Shane 0-2 so far today. One and zero the count to Rademacher. There's a strike called in. 1-1. Ball and a strike. One ball, one strike. Alex Johnson, the left-hander on the mound. Pitch. Rademacher fouls this one off, and the count 1-2 to Shane. 1-2 the count. Rain continuing to fall here in Dassel. Light rain. Johnson's pitch, and Rademacher swings. Dropped by the catcher. Tyson put the tag on him, and Rademacher is out.
Boy, good pitch by Alex Johnson. Big curveball, and Rademacher completely fooled on that one. He was lunging.
So 2-0. For Johnson, that's his third strikeout of the day. And here's Jordan Beyer. Jordan 0-2 so far, reached on an error in his last at-bat. One run, four hits, and an error for Shakopee. No runs, four hits, no errors for Regal. The 1-2, Jordan Beyer on the inside corner. There's strike two and 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Johnson's pitch, and Beyer will fall this back and out of play. The count stays 0-2. Now, Don, even though we don't see the flag maybe moving out in center field, we are getting a breeze that's coming through here.
Oh, absolutely, we are, but there's a lot of trees there in the outfield. I don't think the wind can actually get to it too well.
There's a curveball. Beyer taps it slowly to third. In on the grass, high throw made there by Graff. That gets by Lazar. He goes down the right field line. Jordan Beyer, he's
going
to take the big turn, go to third. Here's the throw, not in time, and Jordan Beyer takes third base on an overthrow at first. A two-base error by Graff at third.
Good hustle by Jordan Beyer there, and ball's got to be a little bit wet out there, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. So you could tell Graff already, he let it sail, a wet ball, and then that ball caromed off the side fence and rolled down the right field line. And boy, when Jordan Beyer took that turn at second, Don, I never thought he'd make it.
No, good throw. I think we would have had him at third. It was up the line a little bit, not up the line towards the infield. Couldn't get back to Jordan Beyer. I think if he'd have caught that, he'd have had a chance at it.
So a runner at third, two outs. Here's Nathan Meyer, and Nathan takes a strike called 0-1. Nathan, 1-2 today, had a double in his first at-bat back in the first inning off the left center field wall. And the left fielder respecting his power now, playing pretty deep, and Meyer takes outside a ball, 1-1.
He needs to put it on the green here to get Regal's first run.
One ball, one strike. The drizzle to a minimum now.
Meyer laces it to left. That's going to fall in front of the left fielder. Meyer takes for second. Meyer has scored. And this game is tied at 1-1, a double for Nathan Meyer.
I'll tell you what, Nathan hit the ball hard twice. Last time he didn't get a chance, he intentionally walked him.
Yes.
Intentionally, I should say. But, man, did he rip that shot.
Ryan Rentstone, his first step he took, he slipped a little bit.
Yep.
And then it was like, should I dive or shouldn't I dive? And he did dive at the end.
And it was by him.
It was hit so hard.
I think he's glad it was hit that hard because it got off the wall pretty quick so he could retrieve it.
So Meyer with the double ties his one up, and boy, that two-base error looks big too now. Here's Chris Beyer at the plate. Regal, another opportunity. Chris Beyer has come to the plate every at-bat today, Don, with runners in scoring position.
Yes, he has. And, Chris will come through here. He's got a good bat.
He's 0-for-2 so far today. Alex Johnson's pitched the curveball high in the count. One ball, one strike to Chris Beyer.
Tell you what, Nathan's had some good swings off of Alex Johnson.
He has. One one the count. Beyer takes low and inside, and 2-1.
It's a nice bat to put in your lineup. I think this is his second year with Regal now. Second or third with Nathan.
Chris Beyer at the plate. And the pitch is high for a ball, and 3-1. Three balls, one strike, two outs, and one on. 1-1 our score, bottom of the fifth inning. State tournament baseball here on KASM. Alex Johnson looks back to second, and Beyer rips this up the middle of base hit. They're going to send Nathan Meyer the wet ball and everything. Here comes the throw, cut off by Lazarian. 2-1 Regal in the fifth. Well, Don, you said maybe 2 minutes ago he'll come through, and he did.
Nice. He said line shot past the shortstop. Tell you what, Alex Johnson ain't fooling his middle of the order here right now, is he?
He's not. And up to the plate, it'll be Blake Carr's. Blake is 2-for-2 today.
Taking a pinch runner, Tyler Keeman is going to come in and run for Chris Beyer.
So two runs here in the fifth inning for Regal. They've taken the lead 2-1. Yeah, Tim Beyer didn't hesitate at all, Don, in that
base
hit.
Absolutely. You got to try it, don't you, Randy?
I think so. Wet ball.
Yeah.
Strong throw by Alex Pauly.
The throw from our vantage point was right on line, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. I'm surprised maybe Lazari cutting that.
Oh, my. That was... You know, that hits that grass by the mound. It's going to pick up
speed.
Yeah, it's a little skid, but I think he'd had to bounce him plenty of time at the plate.
It would have made for an exciting call.
Yeah.
Blake Carrs takes the first pitch for a strike. You got the hit and run on. Keeman going on the play. Here's the throw to first. Carrs is going to beat it. Keeman's going to go to third. Throw! Out! Keeman gets tagged out at third, trying to stretch it. On the infield single by Blake Carson, that will end the fifth for Regal. They scored two runs on three hits. There was one error and one left on. Five in the books, 2-1 Regal over Shakopee. We're back in a minute on KASM Albany. All right, top of the sixth inning. Be Logan Becker, the second baseman, leading it off for Shakopee. Followed by Zach Hoffman and Alex Johnson. Chris Beyer now with a lead, pitching 2-1, and here's Becker leading it off with a single in the sixth.
Both teams very aggressive at the plate here right now and not waiting to get behind in the count here. They're going after that first pitch.
Logan Becker bloops that one to right center field. Herschel whip it in, and lead-off single. That'll bring Zach Hoffman to the plate. Zach is 1-for-2 today. Led off the fourth inning with a single, and really got things going for Shakopee in the fourth when they scored their one run. the sweeping curveball from Beyer outside of ball 1-0.
Got a good one going here, Randy, don't we? And didn't you just hear somebody say something about as quick as it was moving?
Yeah, yeah.
We shifted pretty quick, didn't we?
2-1 our score. Top of the sixth inning. Hoffman at the plate to count 1-0. Beyer just checks the base runner. Becker at first. There's a pitch on the inside corner. Ruled a strike and 1-1. One ball, one strike.
That is a good pitch to Zach Hoffman here. I've been watching Chris Beyer. He's trying to keep him jammed. If this guy gets his arms extended, I think he can hit it a long way.
Keep it all in on the fist as Hoffman followed the breaking ball back and out of play in the count at one ball, two strikes.
He throws one on the outside corner. But he took a little off of that pitch.
Ball and two strikes now. Here's Beyer's pitch. Hoffman ground ball to third. Oh, Beyer makes the play to second for one. The relay to first. Not in time. Nathan Meyer turned his head on that ball. He didn't know if he was going to get it or not, but sometimes it's better to be lucky.
Yeah, you betcha. Lucky than good, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I tell you, that was a short hop off that wet grass, and he didn't know where that was going to come, I don't think.
No, no. So they get the force out at second. Hoffman now the base runner.
That's a big out.
5-4 in the force, and here's Alex Johnson. To the plate, Alex 0-for-2 so far today. 2-1, Regal, if you're just joining us, top of the sixth inning from Dassel. Just checking the puddles right now. We're just getting a few little drops in the puddles yet, so the light rain has not quit yet.
It's a little better than it was with that drizzle, though. That was getting kind of miserable for the fans.
It was,
and the players,
yeah.
I think.
For the most part, the umbrellas have been put away. 2-0 to count now to Alex Johnson.
Definitely windbreaker day today, isn't it?
It is. Throw to first, and Hoffman back safely.
A lot of sweatshirts. Never thought we'd be wearing them this weekend, did you?
No, no. After the warm weather, we had the last couple weekends. The pitch on the outside corner, ruled a strike and 2-1.
Beautiful pitch by Chris Beyer.
Two balls, one strike. Here's Beyer's pitch outside, a ball and 3-1. Three balls and a strike.
Guy scares me from the left side here, this Elliot Johnson. I think if he throws him on off speed, hangs it, could be in trouble.
Johnson pops this one up, shallow right field. Josh Beyer at second, back, and makes the catch out in shallow right field. Flake cars right behind him, and two out. Just missed it.
I think so, yeah. Just the pitch we had just talked about. Got underneath it.
So two outs, and number five hitter, designated hitter, Scott Bodie. Bodie, 1-for-1 today with a walk. The game coming up next, Lastrup at Detroit Lakes, scheduled for 1:30 this afternoon here in Dassel. There's a curveball strike to Bodie at 0-1. I would imagine they are going in Brownton right now, that first game today. I have not heard a score update at all, or if they were dealing with any rain over in Brownton, as Bodie drives this to right field again. Out on the grass is Josh Beyer. He'll make the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Coyotes here in the sixth. No runs, one hit, no errors. One left on. 5.5 innings. Regal 2, Shakopee 1. More to come in a minute here on KASM Albany. Bottom of the sixth inning from Dassel, Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. And Don, we got a pitching change for Shakopee.
Yes, Nate Rost, Newmarket Huskies, I believe it's called.
Draftee, a right-hander. And Nate got the fans, got a little buzz in the crowd here as one of his first pitches went way over the catcher's head and to the backstop. And it's always good to put that little bit of maybe fear into the opponent, isn't it?
Yeah, you walk up from the batter's box there, and you kind of look and go, oh, my God, what was that?
Well, Nate Ross will face Nathan Beyer, Josh Beyer, and Derek Dangerud as Alex Johnson leaves after five innings, giving up the two runs on seven hits to Regal. And Nathan Beyer takes a strike call, 0-1.
Burly right-hander. Looks like one of those major league pitchers, doesn't he?
With he does. Yeah.
Long hair.
Pitch outside of ball and 1-1 to Nathan Beyer. Nathan, two sacrifice bunts today. So I think this at bat, he's just going to swing away. Maybe he'll drop a bunt down the end. Who knows? Pitch on the outside corner. Ruled a strike in 1-2.
This guy's bringing it, isn't he, Randy?
He throws hard. Woo.
Right-handed pitcher.
Nate Ross delivers, and Beyer way behind on that pitch over in the third base dugout it goes. That's the dugout where Shakopee's in, and I'm sure it scattered him a little bit in there. One ball, two strikes. Ross has the sign now from Tice, and he delivers, and Nathan Beyer tries to hold up on it. Home fly, the umpire says, no, he didn't go around.
Nathan kind of looked back at the umpire. He thought, oh, boy, I think I went.
Two balls, two strikes. Yeah, so no score update yet from Brownton. Chicago is playing Minnesota Lake over in Brownton. Two balls, two strikes, the count to Nathan Beyer. The pitch and high for a ball, and now 3-2.
Went right back to that same pitch that he thought he had him check swung on before, and Nathan didn't commit again. That's good patience.
3-2. Beyer swings and misses. He's out on strike. So Nate Ross gets his first strikeout. And here's Josh Beyer. Josh so far today, 0-2. Ross pitch, high for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Don, you got to play with some hard throwers through the years, too. Ross will deliver a strike called, and 1-1. I remember Mark Schlepper. Mark could throw hard.
Mark, when he came in. Yeah. Tell you what, we had some good ones.
In the league, yeah. Pitch inside, a ball, 2-1. Did Buddy Usendorf throw hard?
Buddy threw hard.
Buddy, if you're listening, Donnie said you threw hard.
All right. I didn't get to face him too often. I was a little kid at that time.
Beyer falls back and out of play in the count, 2-2.
Buddy was pretty intimidating on the mound. So was Rube Nasty when they played for New Munich, and they had the Schmeezings and Meyer Grohl, and boy, they had some guys that were big, tall dudes, and they could throw.
Curveball, Beyer lifts it to left field. Coming hard is Renzo right in left field. He'll make the catch for the out. So two outs for Regal.
Seen some old pictures yesterday. I was at a community center somewhere in Farming. I was actually there, and I've seen some old Farming pictures of baseball teams from years ago. And actually, had a couple of them. I seen Buddy's picture on there. He was drafted by Farming couple of times that I've seen.
Buddy Usendorf.
Yep.
Really? Okay.
Yep.
Here's, this looks like Wozmik. We're going to get a pinch hitter for Derek Dangerud. Jordan Wozmik. And there's a strike called, and 0-2 to Wozmik. So Wozmik batting for the catcher Dangerud in this at-bat. Derek was 0-2. And the pitch coming from Nate Ross, missing outside, to count 1-2. Ball and two strikes, 2-1, Regal leading, bottom of the sixth inning. Class C baseball from Dassel today. Wozmik, left-handed hitter, ready in the box, and a swing and a miss. Ross gets him on strikes, and that'll do it for Regal in the sixth. Nothing across, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played six, Regal 2, Shakopee 1. More to come in a minute here on KASM Albany. Today, Don Heinen's favorite number, number 7. Right?
Absolutely. All right, Shakopee's going to send up Matt Tice, their catcher, Andy Lazari, and Ryan Rentz to face Chris Beyer. Chris has gone the distance so far for Regal, giving up the one run and five hits. Here's a fly ball to left field. A little bit to the gap. Shane Rademacher makes the catch for the out off the bat of Matt Tice.
We're talking about hard throwers, and you know, in our era too, you know, Randy, we had some very hard throwers. I remember Paul Stanton, when he first came into the league, he could bring it.
Tommy Niehaus could throw hard.
Tommy
too.
Could throw hard at one time. And I'll tell you what, Kevin Ottman from Greenwald at the time, he came in. There was Jerry Breath, and I'll tell you, there were some guys that could bring it.
Andy Lazari, 0 for 2 at the plate now. The first pitch from Chris Beyer, a strike, and 0-1 to Lazari. Here's Lazari, a fly ball down the right field line into the corner and foul. And 0-2.
Pretty McAdams used to throw hard. And he was a left-hander, though. He was a big, tall left-hander. Good pitcher.
0-2 the count to Lazari. Beyer with a new baseball. Dangerud sets up low, and Lazari rips it up the middle. That's a one-out single for the first baseman.
We had a catcher in Roscoe for a while, and he played with us. Jerry Fox was his name. He didn't like what you threw. I tell you what, he threw it back a lot harder than what you threw it to him. Okay, we got a pinch hitter.
I don't know. Is it Ryan Rentz?
No, this is Ryan Rentz.
It is. Okay. I know they're – okay, that's what they're doing. They're looking for a pinch runner for Lazari.
Justin Evans, I believe, will be pinch running for Lazari.
We've got Evans in running, and Rentz to the plate with one out and one on. Rentz 0 for 2 so far today. Here's Beyer delivers. Rentz puts a nice bunt down the first baseline. Beyer picks it up. High throw to first and safe. Pulling Nathan Beyer off the bag at first. That high throw by Chris Beyer, that is a great bunt. Fire had a throw over the runner, a wet baseball. Tough play.
Absolutely, that was a tough play. And Nathan almost got the tag down in time. That would be close, didn't it?
They're going to give the throwing error to Chris Beyer. And it puts runners at first and second with one out. Pickoff move, and hustling back is Evans, the base runner. Jordan Beyer and Chris Beyer, they got this way with them. They will work on that pickoff move and work on that pickoff move. Tanner Graff at the plate. Tanner, 1 for 2 so far today, and a swing and a miss by Tanner, strike one.
No activity in the Regal bullpen at this moment before, I believe, Brian Kingery was warming up earlier in the game.
0 on the count. Chris Beyer works from the stretch.
A bunt
by Graft back to Beyer on the mound. He'll go to third, and they get the fourth. What a gutsy move by Chris Beyer. His throw a little high. Nathan Beyer stretches out, and they get the fourth.
Nathan was playing first base over there, wasn't he?
He was. That's a great play all around.
Yes, it was. That's a very big play now with two outs. Got the fourth still on each base.
1-5 on the force out. Evans retired over at third. Rentz goes to second. Graff at first. That pickoff move at second again. Beyer to Beyer. And back safe as Rentz. Two outs, two on. Top of the seventh inning, 2-1 Regal. Leadoff hitter Alec Pauley fouls it off over by the third base dugout. And the count 0-1 to Pauley. The ball's in a strike.
You don't want to give up any more runs here if you're Regal with Nate Roast in there right now. He's throwing pretty hard stuff, and it didn't seem like the Regal hitters were catching up to it at this point. So every run here is crucial.
Catch missing outside a ball, 1-1 the count. Prince at second, Graff at first. Chris Beyer ready again, the 1-1. It's fouled to the net. And the count, 1-2. Thanks for joining us today here on KASM. Our plans are to head to Brownton for the Farming Foley game after this one's done. Kirby Hammish will be broadcasting from the Brownton Baseball Park. That's where all the Hutchinson games have been moved for today and tomorrow. Ground ball to Meyer at third. Short hop by Nathan. Takes a little time. Throws a strike to first. Out at first is Foley, and that'll do it for Shakopee in the seventh. No runs, one hit, one error, two left. 6.5. Regal 2, Shakopee 1. More to come in a minute here on KFM Albany. All right, we're back at Dassel Baseball Park. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Boy, a lot of people providing us with information. We saw the score update, Don, from over in Brownton. Had Minnesota Lake leading Chicago in the fourth inning, 3-0. 3-0. So Minnesota Lake was leading that ball game. Kirby Hemish telling me that the next ball game, Detroit Lakes and Lastrup, starting pitcher for Detroit Lakes will be Scott Schrader, former Richmond Royal.
Really?
So he'll be starting for Detroit Lakes today. We want to say greetings to the mailman over in Wilmer. He's listening again this week, rooting for the Eagles and a couple of the Chuckers, too, from Adwater. So the mailman from Regal listening, thank you again, delivering mail in the Wilmer area. And when we were talking about hard throwers, Don, these two hard throwers, Lynn Hemish and Tim Haynes.
There you go.
Austin Campson at the plate for Regal here in the seventh inning, a 2-1 Regal lead.
Fun to hit against either one of those.
No, it was not. 1-1 to Campson. Austin, 1-2 today, facing Nate Rost and the pitch foul backing out of play in the count 1-2. Nate Rost, we mentioned he came in the last inning in relief of Alex Johnson, and he can throw hard.
Wow, he's bringing it. Thought Alex Johnson was throwing hard. This guy is throwing a lot harder.
Pitch to Campson inside, a ball, and 2-2. Now, I did not see, Don, because Alex Johnson was pitching, if he went to play a different position or not.
I don't believe so, Randy.
Because he's their cleanup hitter. There's a strike, and Campson is ruled out on strike. Austin Campson takes strike three called, and he's not happy with the home plate umpire's decision on that pitch.
Well, I tell you, that pitch previous to that one was a beautiful pitch on the inside corner that he didn't call. And pitcher kind of gave him a little different look on that one, too. But
bring a leadoff hitter Shane Rademacher to the plate. First pitch to Shane, a strike called. And 0-1. Nate Rost has faced four batters so far since coming in relief. Has struck out three of the four.
I tell you, he's got good control, doesn't he?
He does. Rademacher chops this one foul, and 0-2. The ball's two strikes. 2 runs, 7 hits, and an error for Regal. 1 run, 6 hits, 2 errors for Shakopee. Rademacher behind in the count. 0-2.
I've seen Austin Campson go down in the bullpen, so I don't know if he's going to get loose.
Curveball bouncing away from the catcher tight, and the count at 1-2, a ball and 2 strikes.
Boy, you take that and put a breaking ball with that fastball yet. That gets scarier yet, doesn't it?
It does. 1-2. Ross's curveball goes through the legs again of Tice. Boy, that curveball just drops off the table. 2-2. Don, I'm just looking at that home plate circle there. Is that all like, even the walkway?
There's a mat there.
It's more of a mat.
An artificial type.
Right.
Yep.
Some of it's colored brown to look like agar lime, and then there's a green. As Rademacher will follow it back and out of play, the count stays 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Now we're getting the wind picking up just a little bit. In the skies, we might see the sun come out here yet.
Feel good at this point, wouldn't it?
Yeah. balls, two strikes. Rademacher takes strike three called.
Nice pitch. So two outs for Regal.
And it'll bring Jordan Beyer to the plate. Jordan has been on base twice today, even though he is 0 for 3. Has reached on errors a couple times. Both of the Shakopee errors were when Jordan was at the plate. There's a swing and a miss by Jordan, strike one.
Boy, I tell you, hard time catching up to him, don't they?
Oh, on the count. Beyer will pop this one up down the first base line. Over there is the second baseman still in fair territory. Becker makes the catch. And that'll do it for Regal in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on. Seven complete. Regal 2, Shakopee 1. More baseball to come in a minute here on KSM Albany.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
For three today. Here's a shot right back up the middle, and Beyer had a shot at getting that again. Goes right by his glove, and Becker, a leadoff single.
Let's hit hard. Here comes a relief pitcher. They're going to and range pitchers here, Regal Will. I believe that's Brian Kingery.
Tim Beyer not messing around at all. You bet. He's bringing in drafty Brian Kingery from Atwater, and that'll be it for Beyer. Now, Beyer stays in the lineup, Don, because they started the game with Beyer as the DH/pitcher, and you can do that.
Yes, you can. So where is Brian Kingery going into the lineup here?
Well,
he'll be DH for, will he not?
Yeah, Chris will DH for Kingery.
Yeah.
Correct. Hey, baseball here on KASM this afternoon being brought to you by the fine folks from Regal, Roy Boys Trucking, and Roy Family Farm, LLC, Paintsville Mutual Insurance, the City of Albany, Rambo, Albany Chrysler Center, North American Insurance, Central Minnesota Realty, right in Central Minnesota, all over Central Minnesota, actually, and B&S Excavating. Sean Sheets and Joe Beyer run B&S Excavating. Stay tuned for our post-game show this afternoon. We'll name your Albany and Richmond A&W Player of the Game. That player will pick up a $10 certificate from Albany and Richmond A&W that they can use whenever they want to. Swing through Albany or swing through Richmond. Enjoy breakfast. Enjoy a lunch sandwich from Albany and Richmond A&W.
I've been to both of them already.
You've been to both?
Yes, I have. Nice facility. I actually worked at the one in Albany. Helped get that design around
That's right.
The parking lots. And
I remember you guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kirby's wondering, he's listening over in Broughton right now. He said it must be a lot of work with all the texts coming in and all the communication we have with social media nowadays. And it's a lot of fun to do, and I love the interaction with your fans. So keep it coming. Kirby, just know it goes with the job. Oh, yeah. Okay, so relief pitcher Brian Kingery, he's a draftee from Atwater. On the mound, facing Zach Hoffman, and first pitch to Zach, a strike, and now Zach gets a good cut at on the Kingery pitch, balls back and on a play in 0-2. Don, in your opinion, good time for a pitching change?
I think so. I think you could see Chris Beyer was wearing down a little bit here, and I think it was a good move. They left him in there, see what somebody could do in the eighth inning here yet. They got a leadoff single, and he didn't hesitate. And it looks like Alex Johnson is still going to be in the lineup here as a hitter. So I'm not real sure where
they put him defensively, if they stuck him out in right field again, or because Alex Boyes was being DH'd for, they may have put him in right field.
I think that's where Nate Rose should be situated.
Ooh, and there's a hit batter. Kingery will hit Hoffman in the shoulder, and that's going to put runners at first and second with nobody out and bring Johnson to the plate. So Nathan Beyer over to have a word with Brian Kingery on the mound.
First hit batter today, wasn't it, Randy?
It was, yes. So Logan Becker, yeah, all the hit batters we had the last two weekends. Logan Becker at second. Alex Johnson now at the plate. Zach Hoffman's over at first. Sacrifice situation possibly here, but no, they got Johnson swinging away. First pitch, a ball high, and 1-0.
I don't know, for some reason I think he let this guy swing.